Another way in which we can know is the fact of archaeology. The spade of the archaeologists has turned up many things that have proven that it is the Word of God. Now, for instance, there are those that many years denied the Mosaic authorship of the Pentateuch on the basis that writing was not in existence in Moses' day, and for that reason why he could not have written the Pentateuch. You haven't heard anyone advance that theory recently, have you? Well, of course not. Now, for years, the spade of the archaeologists has turned up writing that goes much farther back than Moses. So that is no longer a valid argument. And then we find that the spade of the archaeologists has turned up again and again evidence of that. The city of Jericho and the walls that fell down. Now, there has been some argument between Miss Kellogg and the Englishman who first excavated there, but I think that it's pretty well established that walls fell down, and I'll let them debate about the time and all that sort of thing. I believe that the Word of God has been substantiated there, and in many other ways, archaeology has demonstrated the accuracy of the Word of God, and many of the manuscripts that have been found do that. It's quite interesting when these Isaiah scrolls, Dead Sea Scrolls, were found. The liberal leaped at that because he thought he found an argument that would discredit the Bible. It's quite interesting how it has not discredited the Bible, and it seems that the liberal has lost a great deal of interest in the scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found. There are many ways in which we could go into this. This is a field into which I do not care to enter at any great length.